Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome to the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520. In the last 15 years, we've had many times on this program a close friend of Governor George Pataki, and he was chairman of the New York State Council on the Arts, Earl I. Mack, former United States Ambassador to Finland, senior partner for the Mack Company, and really a great humanitarian. He helped with Haiti, with being the first responder, leading sorties to Haiti following the terrible hurricane. He acted immediately, and because of that, he was honored by the Hope for Tomorrow Foundation for this great heroism and humanitarian activity. Our guest today, backed by popular demand, former United States Ambassador to Finland, Earl I. Mack. Now, Ambassador Mack, you spoke before Congress about the importance of keeping tax deductions for charity. You were very outspoken on this. You've written a lot of pieces that have been published internationally. Why is this important that the average American can keep deducting charitable giving on their taxes?
Well, firstly, Brian, thank you very much for having me on your program. And it's a great pleasure to speak to you all this afternoon. And the charitable deduction, I think any tinkering with the charitable deduction is going to affect our economy and very seriously. Charitable deductions to nonprofit organizations usually generate a velocity of giving up to 3 to 5 times. In other words, if you give $1, it would generate outside giving of $3 to $5. So that $1, let's say, generates $3 to $5. So we'll take $5 with that dollar, and that's five extra dollars into the economy for job creation, vis-a-vis building expansion, teaching, education, outgoing projects. So you can never underestimate the importance of the charitable deduction. And so I would say that is certainly a big advocate of economic development. And we should be very careful in tinkering with that. The old saying, if it's not broke, don't fix it.
Very good. Now let's talk about arts funding. Now, one matter that you have brought up in many of your essays that have been printed throughout the world, and this is very rarely known to the American public. I'd say that 1% of the American public knows this. And one thing you've been talking about is that giving to the arts is a job and economic booster for the economy. And very few people know that. How, if someone gives $1,000 or $1 million for the arts, how is this going to then step up the economy, if it's in Buffalo or Miami or Dallas? How does it help with the economy?
Well, again, I've always said that the arts are economic development. Arts are urban development in many cities. For example, you create a velocity of spending, intentions to expand properties, build new properties, build concert halls, revitalize central urban areas with arts funding. And when I was at the Council on the Arts, we did a study of through McKinsey and Company.
Mm-hmm.
And that study showed without a doubt that funding for the arts creates economic development, creates art, creates a velocity of spending, creates a spending of 3 to 5 to 1. In other words, for every dollar you contribute, you get $3 to $5 in a multiplier effect spending. So, to sum up, you've got job creation, you've got economic development, you've got revitalization of urban areas, and you've got the good feeling of giving. So it's all involved in the big picture of charitable giving, which should not be touched.
Very good. Let's talk about the next Supreme Court justice. There are beliefs that you have mentioned that a Supreme Court justice should follow, and that's respecting the settled law of the land. You're concerned about women's right to choose and gay marriage. So let's talk about some of these issues. And we broadcast from Montreal down to northern Florida, west of the Mississippi, to 17 states. So there are people listening who are concerned about what qualities you feel the next nominee for the U.S. Supreme Court should hold. Ambassador Mack.
Well, let's start, Brian, with social issues. A woman's right to choose is settled law.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Justice Roberts said that we should respect settled law. The other social issue, and I agree with Chief Justice Roberts, is gay marriage. Also, as far as gay marriage is concerned, it was Chief Justice John Roberts who was the deciding vote on the legality of gay marriage. He was appointed by President Bush, a conservative. I think Justice Roberts holds conservative values. I would hope that the appointments would express some of the conservative values of Chief Justice Roberts. I think he's a good appointment, and I would hope that future Supreme Court justices would take a lead from Justice Roberts on fiscal, on family, and social issues.
One thing to mention, that Chief Justice Roberts hails from the Buffalo, New York area. He was born in Hamburg, New York, just south of Buffalo. And I'd like to mention that Ambassador O'Mac was very instrumental with major funding for the Albright Knox Art Gallery and the Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra when he was chairman of the New York State Council
and the
Arts. And the Shays Buffalo Theater, yes. He helped provide hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars to those three institutions where Supreme Court Justice John Roberts is from Buffalo.
And there's a perfect example of revitalizing an urban area, because what followed there was with theaters, a small revival of downtown Buffalo, different arts, small arts organizations started blossoming. So here's an example where the arts can bring economic development and create incentives for others to come back to the downtown and some of the blighted urban areas.
And I'd like to mention that many people don't know this, but Ambassador Mack for Buffalo, New York, where we hail this program from, lobbied very strongly and through basically the back door with former publisher of the Buffalo News, Stan Lipsey, when he orchestrated very important meetings to get the public support for these arts programs in Buffalo, New York. Ambassador Earl Mack. For those who just tuned in to the Rusk Report, backed by popular demand, we have Ambassador Earl I. Mack, who is former U.S. Ambassador to Finland. If you're listening in Buffalo or Manhattan or Washington, D.C., with our 50,000 watts of clear channel power on ESPN AM 1520, drop us a note. Please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. We always greet cards and letters from our Canadian and European listeners, as we have received cards and letters as far away as Scandinavia and New Zealand. So drop us a note. We'd like to hear from you. Again, Ambassador Mack was a senior partner with Mack Company, former ambassador to Finland, and chairman of the New York State Council on the Arts. So he's done a great deal. He also has honorary degrees from Damon College in Buffalo, Franklin Pierce University in Ringe, New Hampshire, Drexel University, and Fordham University. Our guest today, Ambassador Earl I. Mack, we're taping remotely in Palm Beach, Florida, not far from the new president-elect of the United States for this taping.
In fact, just 2 miles south.
2 miles south of the new president of the United States. And we'd like to talk a little bit about the Trump presidency with Ambassador Mack, as far as the quality of the appointments and how you see the U.S. economy faring under President Donald J. Trump.
Well, like the stock market has recently responded to that appointment of that election victory, I am very hopeful and very encouraged by his appointments. I think his appointments make a lot of sense. I think they reflect his vision of the world. I think that he will not be as tolerant of some of the weaknesses that have been allowed to happen under President Obama. For example, I think he's going to take a much stronger tact with NATO's participation, financial and active participation. And I think he's going to take a much stronger, realistic position in the Middle East. I think he's not going to tolerate any more of this, these terrible tragedies going on in Syria and Iraq, and a lot of these bombings that are kind of unrelentlessly killing innocent civilians. I don't think he's going to tolerate any abuse from any of the countries that are helped by the United States of America's support. I think he's going to create jobs. I think he's going to create optimism. He's going to be a beacon of strength and no nonsense. And I certainly feel more secure. He's going to tighten our borders. He will build the wall. He's going to make sure that every single person coming in to America is extremely screened, so they will not be able to take away our civil liberties by their dilatory and explosive tactics. So, Brian, I'm very happy about the election of Donald Trump. I think he's a good man, and I think he'll do a good job. And, of course, we'll see what we'll see. So I'm optimistic.
Good. Wonderful. Now let's go back in history. We had 8 years of Barack Hussein Obama as President of the United States, and you have some feelings about Obama not acting sooner regarding ISIS, his decisions on social justice, and his intent, the nobility of his intent, and his feelings of social equality for all. So let's look back in history now, the last 8 years, with Obama as President of the United States. Let's give a little judgment on his legacy from former ambassador to Finland, Earl I. Mack.
Well, on his social on social justice issues, I think Obama had noble intents. I think that he very much wanted to do the right thing. The fact that in this climate, a lot of his social decisions may have been very divisive.
Mm-hmm.
Is obviously a consideration that will be looked upon by his biographers. I think that he showed weakness by drawing the line in the sand, a famous quote,
mm-hmm.
and didn't back that up, and so it gave people it gave our enemies or a reason to move forward. It gave ISIS a reason to gain more strength. He said the ISIS were the junior varsity and not mm-hmm. important, which also was a very critical mistake in his foreign policy. And had he acted sooner and had Trump been our president or Bush been our president, we would not have the threat that exists today for ISIS. So that could be one of the big things that was a game changer in his legacy. But he was a noble man. He will go down as a great advocate of equality for all. And unfortunately, there were a lot of misjudgments. His rules and regulations were so overwhelming that it acted as a hindrance, not a job creator. That is what helped prolong any recovery that we're now going through. I think now the long recovery that we've had lays a foundation for our new president to build on that, and one of the great incentives will be to take away unreasonable regulations, and by his appointments, that's just what he intends to do.
We're learning a great deal from a very gifted leader in business, government, and foreign affairs, former U.S. Ambassador to Finland, Earl Imac, who has long been a confidant of former New York State Governor George Pataki. If you're listening in Toronto or Buffalo or Northern Florida, drop us a note to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. And we always greet cards and letters from our Canadian and European listeners. Again, Ambassador Mack is a senior partner with the Mack Company, and he also was the one who worked on a special mission to secure the freedom of American prisoner Gross in Cuba. And he also was a first responder, led sorties to Haiti following the terrible hurricane. He acted within hours. He got flights set up with surgeons to help the people during their dire need in Haiti, and for that reason, he received a national award from the Hope for Tomorrow Foundation, Ambassador Earl Imac. Let's talk about Paul Ryan, Speaker of the House. He has proposals to cut spending with fat in the budget. He wants to cut out a lot of these grants, which he feels are excessive. Let's talk about Paul Ryan's efforts to cut spending. How do you feel about it? Is there enough fat to cut out?
Well, firstly, I feel that Paul Ryan is a great leader, mm-hmm. and he's going to be one of our future stars in the Congress. And as a legislator, and as a leader, I think he reflects a lot of the conservative values of the new president-elect, and I totally agree that we have a $20 trillion deficit, and cuts and spending are absolutely not only necessary but imperative to save our country from some kind of financial disaster. I think that looking through some of the cuts that he's put out, preliminary cuts that he's put out are very well-founded. I would just hope that the charitable deduction is kept and funding of arts and humanities and charitable giving will continue, and a charitable deduction is imperative to be continued as is and as was for almost a century. So it's a century of a settled law. I think that we do need substantial tax cuts, and to pay for these tax cuts, we need spending cuts to certainly neutralize the tax cuts. But I think that repatriating the dollars that are stored overseas will bring $2 trillion back to America. It will help spending. It will help create the jobs. It will be a huge economic boost, and so on. I'm very optimistic under Paul Ryan's Congress and President-elect Trump's advocacy. We will have meaningful spending cuts, hopefully we will keep funding the things like hospitals and education, infrastructure, all of which I know that Speaker Ryan is advocating. And President-elect Trump will certainly support.
We have a minute and a half left on the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520, blanketing 17 states and half of Canada. We talked before the program about Ambassador Mack's goals for America with jobs and regulations and oversight. Let's talk about your goals, Ambassador Mack, for the future of America.
Well, I think where there's economic stability, there will be good spirits, optimism, as we hope for under President Roosevelt once said, a chicken in every pot.
Mm-hmm.
So I am very optimistic about the future. Again, I'm hoping that some of the social issues are settled law. I'm hoping that the tax cuts will be a huge incentive in job creation and repatriation for money overseas.
Go ahead.
Our immigration policies will be tightened, and we're going to have, I hope, for world peace. If you hope for these things, good family values, world peace, prosperity, and belief and freedom of belief in God and freedom of religion, which our founding fathers came to America for, I think that's the best we can hope for, and I'll say amen.
Very good. Sorry we have to bring the Rusk Report to a close. We've learned a great deal. Back by popular demand, former ambassador to Finland, Earl I. Mack. Special thanks to Kevin Carr, our director of production. And thank you for enlightening us on the Rusk Report once again, Ambassador Earl Mack. Have a great week.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at Ring.com.